they have a series of weapons, starting at the wide receiver position. You know, Hoosh Mazada, I think that's how you say his name, Chad, on the outside doing his thing, and, you know, Rudy, you know, coming out the backfield. So you pick your poison. It really doesn't matter. They beat you in all different kind of ways.
Now, how's it feel to you've been to a number of Pro Bowls. Does it ever get old for you? I mean, for guys who never make the Pro Bowl, I mean, what does this mean to you?
No, it means everything. I mean, I've never been into individual awards, but it's good to be recognized by your peers and your coaches as being one of the best in the business. And anytime that happens, it's a great honor. But you know, like we always say, I'll give all of them back for a Super Bowl ring.
Does it add to it that you're a starter? Is there a difference between being a starter and alternate?
I don't know, man. You know, I guess to me it's all the same. If you're there, you're there. You know, you're in the game, you're playing, so it really doesn't matter. You don't get more money for starting than you do for being there. So it really doesn't matter. Just being recognized is a great honor itself.
When you see the Bengals on film, how impressive are they offensively? They just seem so unbelievably balanced.
Very, man. Very, very impressive. Starting with Rudy Johnson, who is I believe maybe third or fourth in the NFL in rushing right now, who is somewhere around there, you know, with about 1,200 yards rushing. And strong back, big, runs physical. And then you have, the guys on the outside, you know, with Chad Johnson, Hoosh Mazada, and not to forget about the all-pro quarterback in Carson Palmer. So they present a lot of different weapons, and they definitely keep you honest as a defense.
Now, going back to last week, three games in a row, obviously all playoff games for you, mm-hmm. because you have to win them. Mm-hmm. But Arizona's not a playoff team. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati is a playoff team. With that, does this almost feel like a playoff week? Because the loser is probably going to be out.
Well, starting last week was our start of our playoffs, seriously. Arizona's record may not show it, but the previous 4 weeks they were playing as well as any offense in the NFL. And, there's no walkover games in the NFL anymore. There's no teams that you know you're going to go in and beat. And we felt good about our performance in Arizona. You know, it's a great motivation boost for this team. And we know it's going to be a different ball game against Cincinnati, though. They will be ready. They present a lot of different problems that Arizona didn't present. So, you know, we definitely have to be on our game, be on our P's and Q's, and be ready for anything.
Is this locker room feeling more positive? Is it better mm-hmm. vibe? After getting that win.
Anytime you get a win, man, it takes a lot of weight off your back. You know, the previous 4 weeks was not too good around here, but guys persevered and kept moving forward. And, you know, hopefully those 4 weeks of losses will benefit us later on down the road.
How confident do you feel with these last two games are home? How much better does that make you feel?
That makes it feel real good, man. Anytime you have an opportunity to play at home in front of your fans, it just makes it easier to adjust. It makes it easier to deal with the elements, everything that goes with it. And, for us, our fans are the best in the world. And anytime we have an opportunity to play in front of, our fans, it's a beautiful thing.
Does it bother you at all that the home field advantage hasn't been as strong as it was last year? You let a couple support.
You guys call it home field advantage, man. We call it a playing field, man. There's no such thing as home field advantage, man. When you're playing a game, you hear the fans, but, I mean, you still got to play. You know what I'm saying? And I just never believed in that home field advantage thing. I think the team that prepares the best and the team that comes out and executes their game plan is going to win regardless if you're on the road or at home or not.
Would you want to play in this kind of weather on Sunday?
No, not at all, not at all. But, our game is a game of that's made to be played outdoors. And if we had to play in it, hey, I mean, you got to take it for what it is and you got to make it happen.
Feeling good?
I feel okay, man. I feel okay. I feel like it's playoff time. It's getting close. And, definitely the attitude has definitely changed a little bit.
I jumped in. Like, can I just get just your impressions of the Pro Bowl?
It's an honor. It's an honor to be recognized, by your peers and by your coaches, as well as the fans, as being a good football player. And, like I always say, man, I've never been in the individual awards, but to be recognized is always good. But I have to give my hat to my D-line because without them, none of this would have been, possible at all because they keep me clean and allow me to run to the football and make plays.
Snow day to, like today, get you in the holiday mood?
Not really. Not when you got to go to work every day. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool, man. I love the snow. I'm from the South, so didn't get to see it much. So anytime I get to see it out here, it's always good.
What's the worst weather you ever played in now?
You know, I think it was 35 below. It wasn't even the weather. It was just how cold it was. It was 35 below in Kansas City. 2001, 2002.
Yeah, wind chill 35.
Yeah, the wind chill was like 35, and that was the coldest game I've ever been associated with, and hopefully that'll never happen again.
What did it make it almost impossible for you to play your game?
Well, it did, because to kind of give you an idea of how it was, we played in tennis shoes, regular tennis shoes on a grass field. So that just lets you know how hard the field was, and how hard it was to get traction, you know, and those different kind of things. So that was probably the worst game I've had since I've been in the NFL.
Right, two home games to make the playoffs. I don't think any other contender has two games at home. Seem to be an advantage.
Yeah. It seems to be. But like I was just saying, if a team is prepared when they come on the road, there's no home field advantage. I mean, you really have to execute your game plan. You really have to do you have to play the game throughout the week. And when Sunday rolls around, you know, the game is almost easy for you. So we're looking forward to it. Like I say, anytime we have an opportunity to play in front of our fans, it's a good feel for this team. So, you know, we'll be ready. We know Cincinnati is going to bring a hell of a challenge to us. And, you know, hopefully we'll be ready for it.
Al, you've been here a long time. Is it amazing you guys somehow have managed to lose three games in a row in Invesco Field?
Yeah, I think that's the first time that's happened since I've been here. And but like I say, man, the quality of teams and the competition has got so much better now. And you really cannot go into a game, you know, expecting to win. I mean, you really have to be prepared. You really have to put the work in throughout the week and be focused on Sunday to get a W. So I think for a lot of the younger guys, it's an eye-opener. And they understand how hard it is to win in this business, and that you have to take every game one at a time, and not to get too high when you win and never get too low when you lose.
This is essentially a playoff game.
Yeah, starting last week, it was a playoff game for us, and from this point on, it's a playoff game. So, you know, we're going to take that approach, you know, to the game this week, and hopefully guys will take heed to it, and we'll come out with a W.
So much attention given to these receivers, Rudy's kind of overlooked.
Well, maybe the media may overlook him, but we as players, we understand. We watch film. We study film. We study players. And Rudy has been doing this for a few years now. So he's not overlooked in our eyes.
Playoff game, isn't it? I mean, this is basically.
Yeah, every game from this point on is a playoff game. So we truly feel like if we lose a game, we're eliminated, you know, from the race. So from this point on, we definitely have to take that approach.
I know you got the season, but when you look outside today, does it make you think, boy, Hawaii looks pretty good after the Super Bowl?
You know what, man? I'm not even thinking about Hawaii, man. I would love I actually wouldn't mind practice outside today just to see what it's like, man, to be out there in that weather a little bit. Probably would have came in sick, but, hey, you know, that goes with the territory. But, you know, it is what it is.
You like Christmas time?
I love it, man. I love it. You know, my family enjoys it. We're always working on Christmas or around Christmas, so it kind of makes it tough. But, you know, anytime I have an opportunity to spend with my family and enjoy the holidays, it's always good.
If you could buy one gift for one guy in this locker room, who would that guy be and what would you get him for Christmas?
One gift for one guy in this locker room, what would it be? Keith Burns.
What would you get him?
Some hair.
So, okay, Mr. Bolin comes to you and says, all right, Al, anything you want for Christmas, I'm buying for you. What do you want? What are you going to ask Mr. Bolin for?
Oh, buy me an island. Hey, you think I'm playing? Anywhere. Yo, you pick it, baby. Buy me an island. You know you can buy your own island now, man. Yeah, for a few million dollars, man, you can get your own private property, man. And that's exactly what I would tell Mr. Bolin to buy me. Buy me a private island, brother.
What do you think about Iverson being on the Nuggets now?
Oh, man, great move, man. You know, I am a courtside seat owner, and I truly enjoy the Nuggets game, so I will be there and happy to have AA out here for sure.
More excitement now?
You know what, to be honest with you, honestly, I think I got more excited about hearing about AI being coming to town than I did about making a Pro Bowl, and that's honestly. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to work.